New reports about Kadyrov having died tonight after a flurry of Chechen mafia cars with Chechen plates arrived to the Kremlin Central Clinical Hospital in Moscow, which previously was singled out as the hospital treating Kadyrov. Kadyrov's business jet is currently in Moscow, Russian Telegram channels report. The plane left Grozny for Moscow on the 15th of September. Two more flights to Moscow took place in September, on 6th and the 9th of September. This information appeared as many Telegram channels report that Kadyrov is in a critical condition, a coma, or even already dead. Meanwhile, videos appeared on Kadyrov's own Telegram channel of him walking in the rain and giving advice to people who cannot separate the truth from the lies. No official statements were made regarding Kadyrov's health or current location. Ukrainian Air Force Commander Lieutenant General Mykola Oleshchuk released footage of what appears to be either an Western-supplied Iris-TSL or SAMP-T engaging Russian launch threats.
Yeah. Ігор, я вас вітаю.
There was an explosion at an oil depot due to a drone attack in Oryol region of Russia last night. Russian media also reported drones in several locations of Moscow region. Airports in the region were closed. Budanov sits down with The Economist. Contrary to what the Russian Federation declares, it has absolutely no strategic reserve. Russia's 25th Combined Arms Army, now being prematurely deployed in the Eastern Front around Lyman and Kupiansk. It has only 80% of the manpower and 55% of the equipment it was supposed to have. He does not understand those who predicted a quick collapse of the Russian lines. Is a pencil strong or weak? It depends how you look at it. The counteroffensive is ongoing. Ukraine still has time. There is more than a month before the muddy season sets in. Russia's first defensive line in the all-important southern axis in Zaporizhia has already been pierced in places, meaning that the operation to sever the land connections between Russia and Crimea may yet be achieved before winter sets in. Regarding other components of the war effort, Russian resources are being exhausted, and a reckoning is coming. Russia's economy will hold out only until 2025, he says. The flow of weapons will dry up in 2026, perhaps earlier. The spy chief says he is working on a limited deterrence and retaliation pose to counter Russia's expected winter campaign of missile and drone strikes on infrastructure. Let them start. They will also receive an answer. German-supplied PZH-2000 in Ukrainian service firing newly seen Volcano, 155mm ballistic extended-range guided artillery shells. Russian Telegram channels are reporting that North Korea will supply Russian army with about 10 million shells of 122 and 155 millimeter caliber. Russian political scientist Yuri Baranchik stated that a number of sources report that the DPRK will supply Moscow with such modern and powerful MLRS as KN-09. Let me remind you that the KN-25 system was introduced by Pyongyang in 2019 and boasts a range of over 400 kilometers. It is a kind of improved version of HIMARS. Yeah, North Korean HIMARS. The first deputy chairman of the Russian State Duma's Foreign Affairs Committee, Alexei Chepa, has put forward a proposal to close Russia's border with European countries that have banned Russian cars from entering their territories. This measure is supposedly meant to be a response to the actions of the countries that have restricted the access of Russian cars to their territory, he explained. We will also have to take a series of steps, let's say, to close the border with these countries, providing no transit, nothing, no means. We have to take a number of economic steps in any case. Even if it will be done to the detriment of our interests, we should rigorously raise tariffs for these countries and let our businessmen look for other markets. We should take all possible political and economic steps in response to the actions of these countries. As Russians themselves say, such a decision will first of all hit the families and relatives of Russians living on both sides of the border. It is not a secret that it is mainly Russians who travel from the Baltics to Russia and vice versa. Such a decision will lead to a situation when all those people will have to drive through Belarus, for which it will be economically favorable. Russia cannot be relied on by Middle Eastern countries as long as the Russian elite is corrupt and at any moment can give them a boot, Karine Gavorgian, Russian political scientist and orientalist, told Russian propagandist Mardan.
Кулуары на Востоке между собой, что пока в России существует продажная элита. И в какой момент могут бортануть и продать, неизвестно. Поэтому Россия пока это не тот субъект, на который можно опереться по-настоящему в своей внешней политике. Да, есть президент, да, есть некие надежды и шансы, но пока еще не окончательно. И развернуться может запросто.
And the military porn at the end. This World War II bunker used a fake air vent to return grenade to sender. Warfare during World War II became more gruesome due to remarkable technological advances. However, in Normandy, bunker builders employed a deadly trick through misdirection. They designed a hole, cleverly disguised as an air vent, enticing advancing enemies to toss a grenade. Yet to their dismay, the explosive simply dropped through a small pipe, landing at the assailant's feet. Imagine the fear coursing through their minds during those harrowing 2 seconds before the explosion.
Thanks for watching, and don't forget to subscribe. Also, if you want to support Warthog Defense, please become our member and get early access to new videos, exclusive members-only videos, and become administrator in comment section. The membership link is in the description.
Every day, we had a guy last week, it's 6 rescues in 6 days. You know, he's doing the job every day.